Welcome to the Language is Music podcast. On this podcast, you will hear interviews and presentations done by Susanna Zreisky, the author of Language is Music. You can find out more information about Language is Music and about how you can learn foreign languages using music and the media at Susanna's website, languageismusic.com, www.languageismusic.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
The British are notorious for their inability and often unwillingness to talk the languages of the countries they visit or with which they do business. But that perversity is affecting Britain's standing in the world and also costing the country between $11 and $26 billion each year, according to research carried out by the Charity Education and Employers Task Force. Nick Chambers is its director.
This figure has been calculated by Professor Fulman Peck at Cardiff University, who's a former economics advisor to the Treasury, who has looked internationally at the cost of loss of exports on trade to the UK.
Just explain how that money is lost.
Well, we think we're losing between 3 and 7% of all exports because we don't have people with relevant language skills.
So what's happening? A business opportunity comes up. It requires somebody to be speaking French, Spanish, and there isn't that person in the office. Is that
correct?
What you're saying?
Yes. When you look at the sort of professions like architecture or law or banking, all require people with language skills. And whilst people often assume that English is a universal language, if you want people to buy off you, actually being proficient in their language is important. If people are selling to you, it's easier. But if you want to actually understand those customers and convince those people to buy from you, actually speaking their language is really important.
It does seem strange, though, that companies in Britain that trade with companies elsewhere don't have foreign language speakers in the office anyway.
Well, they do. If you take a company like UBS, it's got people speaking over 40 different languages. So they do, but they're finding it hard to recruit people. And that's partly an information gap, because young people don't often see the opportunities of careers available using modern foreign languages. They don't see that you could, you know, speak French and be an architect, or German and be a lawyer, or Spanish and be an engineer. They just don't see those. They don't see all those jobs, and that's partly because of the careers and the lack of information they're getting about job opportunities.
And is that in part because of the way in which languages are taught in schools, that languages are simply taught as an end in themselves rather than a career opportunity?
I think it's less about the actual teaching of languages. We've seen a big decline over the last 10 years in the number of students taking languages, and that's partly due the decision in 2004 to stop modern foreign language being compulsory at GCSE, and that has led to a decline in the number of people studying it. I think it's also young people seeing the relevance, not necessarily on the teaching. There's been a real drive to get people to study science, technology, engineering and maths. We now have in this country an excellent scheme to get 28,000 people called STEM ambassadors who are going in on a regular basis talking to young people about all the sort of career options. You know, if you do science and technology, we need a similar thing for languages.
That was Nick Chambers, Director of the British Charity Education and Employers Task Force. I've also been speaking to Susanna Zreisky. She speaks seven languages, has spent many years teaching English abroad, and has even written a book called Language is Music. So does she think that the reluctance to learn a foreign language is just a feature of Britain or of all English-speaking people?
I think it's all over the English-speaking world, and I think there are two main reasons. One, as I agree with your previous speaker, that there's a lack of necessity. People don't see the necessity. And so necessity breeds motivation. And for example, we see that in Brazil, there are English language schools popping up everywhere because they need to learn English to be able to sell their products abroad. The other reason is that English speakers have little to no exposure to the sounds of foreign languages because almost all of our media is in English. So people in other countries will start to listen to music in English, watch programs from the United States or from the UK or from other parts of the world in English. And so they get used to the sounds. And prior exposure to the sounds of a language make it much easier for a student to learn a language. And it's much more fun when you have music and media.
Is that what happened to you? I mean, were you exposed to foreign languages from a young age?
I was. I mean, I was born in the former Soviet Union and I came to the United States when I was three, but I grew up in an area with a large Hispanic population and Vietnamese population. So I heard Spanish from a young age, even though I didn't start formally studying it until I was 15 or 16. So I already knew a lot of songs in Spanish when I started learning. So when I had to learn grammar and words, I had a context in which to reference what I was learning in school. And because I already knew songs, I already knew some words, and it was fun, and I could pronounce things. So music is a huge aspect of language learning.
So you had a bit of a head start, if you like, but what would be your advice to other English speakers, perhaps averse to learning foreign languages?
To find music that they like in the other language, to find television programs that they like in the language, to watch movies in the other language, because your heart has to resonate with the language. You have to actually like it, because you live a language more than you study it. So you have to find something that you like about it. For example, if somebody likes watching football, they can watch football programs in another language, so they're at least getting used to what it sounds like. If they like a certain type of a movie, whether it's animation, they could look for those type of animation programs in other languages.
And it's worth it, you reckon?
Of course, because, you know, you get paid more money, usually in government jobs, if you speak another language. You have many more opportunities to do trade if you speak another language. And, I mean, in the United States, we have 20% of our population speaks another language at home. So even for domestic marketing reasons, it's important.
That was Susanna Zarajski, who speaks 7 languages.
Thank you for listening to the Language is Music podcast. You can find out more information about learning languages through music at languageismusic.com.